Hello and welcome to the Sensei of Wellness podcast with your host, certified health coach, John Versaletto. John is not a trained medical professional and the information in this program should not be considered medical advice, nor is it intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always seek medical advice with a licensed healthcare provider before starting any healthcare program or diet. Please read our full disclaimer on our website at senseiofwellness.com/disclaimer. Once again, this is John Versaletto with the Sensei of Wellness podcast. So glad you could join me. Thanks for stopping by. This is episode 8 for the fear of fat. I wasn't sure what I was going to be speaking about this week. And then I met someone who was the president of a local heart support group. They were meeting with someone else who had also been the president of the same group, and they were having coffee. And when one person was making the coffee for one of the other people, they said, you know, do you want half and half in your coffee? And the wife of the president said something like, well, do you have skim milk? Because, you know, he can't have fat in his coffee because it's no good for your heart. And I just kind of listened intently. And the main reason I listened intently is something I'll get to in a second. So here this person was afraid of the fat in the milk that was going into the coffee. Now keep in mind that this was milk or half and half or whatever. The person said, well, we only have half and half and whole milk. And the person said, well, then I'll have the whole milk because it's better than the half and half at least. But I really prefer skim milk. What caught my attention was that I looked at the table that they were going to be sitting at. And on the table was a plate of donuts. So these people were fearful of the fat that was in the milk going into their coffee. It wasn't even the milk that they were drinking, a glass of milk, or that they were having, you know, they were going to create a milkshake or, you know, anything like that. This was a small amount of milk that they were absolutely in fear of going into their coffee. I mean, how much milk do you put in coffee? Maybe, even if you like it light, maybe a few tablespoons, you know, 3 tablespoons of milk. And what these people also don't understand is that if you use cream or half and half or whatever, you're also using a lot less of it because it makes the coffee or the tea or whatever you're drinking much lighter than it would if you had skim milk. So the fact that these people were in fear of the fat that was going into their coffee kind of boggled my mind. Especially since on the table was something that they should be so much more fearful of. And that was the donuts. I mean, this is fried foods, if you want to talk about fat. Now, fat is not the culprit when it comes to heart disease, which we're going to talk about today. But it's the sugar in the donut and the fact that these are deep fried donuts. The problem with deep frying is the fact that it creates omega-6 fatty acids, which are inflammatory. And, you know, it's probably fried in vegetable shortening or vegetable oil or some other polyunsaturated fat that is partially hydrogenated or, you know, these fats create aldehydes when they're heated up. You know, we were told, I'm getting way off topic here, but, you know, we were told to have vegetable oils instead of beef tallow. McDonald's was told that they needed to change their frying methods from beef tallow or lard or whatever it is that they used to use and to use some type of vegetable oil, which actually was so much worse for them because of the fear of saturated fat. We should not be fearing saturated fat. We should not be fearing fat. What we should be fearing is sugar. So McDonald's changed out their beef tallow and their lard or whatever it was that they were using to the vegetable oils, as they were told to do. And they actually used oils that were processed oils. These were foods that were so processed that they actually became unhealthy, especially when heated up. So these things that they were told to use because they were more heart healthy, because they did not include saturated fat, actually created amaldehydes. Now, if you know the term amaldehyde, amaldehyde is part of the word formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is something that we are embalmed in when we die, right? And so we're creating things similar to that type of thing and putting it into our bodies when we're using these vegetable oils and things. Okay, but I'm getting way off topic, but I wanted to bring that up because that's important. We should not be in fear of fat. Alzheimer's, dementia, our brains, even our hearts, need fat. And I brought this up in other podcasts. You need saturated fat. We need cholesterol. All of these things that we're told are unhealthy are not unhealthy for the most part. Now, cholesterol is partially unhealthy depending on what we're talking about, triglycerides and things like that. And I'm going to do a whole nother episode on cholesterol, as I've mentioned numerous times, and hopefully I'll get to that soon. But the point is that fats are not the culprit. Now, there are unhealthy fats, and some of them you may think are healthy. Vegetable oils, canola oils, those are unhealthy fats that we've been told all along are healthy. Saturated fats, which we've been told are unhealthy, are actually healthy. So everything is backwards, as is most health advice in this country. And it's really starting to aggravate me and irritate me, which is one of the reasons I decided to start doing this podcast. So anyway, getting back to the story. So these people sit down and eat their donuts, which are fried in fats with no concern over the fat of that. They eat the sugar, the icing, the glazings, whatever, and no concern about it. But the 2 tablespoons of milk that they're putting in their coffee, they're concerned about the fat from. It's absolutely insane what this government and I'm not trying to be a government conspiracy theorist. That's not what this is about. But the government in the guise of trying to get people to be healthy and lose weight, in the meantime, they put out all these guidelines that were so bad for decades, and now people can't get on the other side of it because it's so ingrained in their system. In the meantime, America is becoming more unhealthy, more heart disease than we've been trying to cure and get rid of by using these guidelines, and it's actually getting worse, and no one's noticing. I shouldn't say no one, because many people now are finally starting to notice, but you know, the guidelines from the government, we used to have the food pyramid, now we have the My Plate or whatever, and they quietly, see, the problem is the ego of the government is not allowed to now go and say, oh, we were wrong for 50 years. Because that would cause havoc and panic across the country. Because the reason why we've had more heart attacks and people dying from heart disease more and more and more and people becoming more and more obese is strictly because, for the most part, we've been following the guidelines of the government. So here are people who have had heart attacks, who are part of a heart support group, and they're still stuck in the old ways of fearing fat, but not fearing sugar. And sugar has been known for a very long time to be the main culprit in heart disease because it causes inflammation, and inflammation causes arterial sclerosis, and the arterial sclerosis is what causes blockages of the heart, not the fat that we consume for the most part. So I want to talk a little bit about fat, and I want to bring up two studies, and I don't remember the names of them, but in one of them, researchers took 9,000 patients in mental hospitals and fed one group butter and saturated fats, and the other group corn oil, which is a polyunsaturated vegetable oil. It's a processed oil. So they took these two groups, and what were the results? Those who ate the corn oil had more heart attacks and deaths despite lowering their LDL cholesterol. So their LDL got lower because they were having vegetable oil as opposed to saturated fat, and it is shown that saturated fat does increase LDL cholesterol. The problem is that we're wrong. LDL cholesterol in itself does not cause heart disease. And actually, you are more likely to die from a heart attack if you have one, if your LDL numbers are lower, and if you're on a statin, than people who are not on a statin or their LDL numbers are higher. You're more likely to die. So are we trying to lower death rates, or are we trying to lower heart disease? Are we trying to do both? Neither one is being accomplished by this. Anyway, in that study, for every 20-point drop in LDL, the risk of heart attack went up 22%. Let me repeat that, because that's a staggering number. For every 20-point drop in LDL, so if you went from 220, which is now considered high, it never used to be, but now considered high LDL, or total cholesterol, I should say. But let's just use 220 as a number, and then you drop down to 200 of LDL cholesterol. Your risk of heart attack went up 22%. And no one's talking about it. The things that we're told to do by the government is the exact opposite of what we should be doing. Getting back to the MyPlate, the government has told us now, quietly, to increase our fats. They now don't make fat really limited. Certainly not as limited as it used to be, where it was under 30% of fats and under 10% saturated fats and so on. Now they don't really mention much of that. Unfortunately, grains is still fairly high, but now they say fats is better for you, which is true. But there was no big announcement. Did you hear about it? No. Because if they tell you, oh, we were totally wrong about fats, and people start to catch on, now they'll never trust the government again when it comes to dietary guidelines. The truth is that the dietary guidelines were set probably with well-meaning intentions on some people's part, but they listened to the wrong people. And those wrong people had probably well-meaning intentions at the beginning as well, Ansel Keys being one. But their egos became such that they could not admit that they were wrong. And they falsified the studies by weeding out the data that went against what they were trying to show. Anyway, in another study called the Pure Study, this study followed 135,000 people and found that there was no link between total fat or saturated fat and heart disease, and that the fats were actually protective. So here we are telling people, stop eating fat, stop eating saturated fat, and what happens? The fats that were actually protective is what we no longer have. We wind up with heart disease, we wind up with dementia, we wind up with Alzheimer's. It is really amazing. It boggles my mind. Okay, so let's talk about fats a little bit. There are different types of fats. There's monounsaturated fats, there's polyunsaturated fats, and there's saturated fats. So let's talk about monounsaturated fats. These are the things that we are told are very healthy for us, things like olive oil and avocados, things like that. And those are good for us, but some studies have shown that they may not be quite as good for us as people make them out to be. In other words, they're not, you know, like the greatest gift to us in the world as olive oil is being proclaimed to be. I'm not quite ready to jump on that bandwagon yet. I still think olive oil is probably fairly healthy, although I'm not, 100% convinced. But things like butter, beef tallow, duck fat, avocados, things that have been shunned previously are now starting to make a comeback, coconut oil and things like that. So olive oil, studies still show that monounsaturated fats help to lower blood pressure, help to improve insulin sensitivity, and even lowers LDL cholesterol, which we aren't so concerned about, except that it does lower the small, dense, dangerous kind of LDL cholesterol. I mentioned in a previous podcast, there are different types of LDL. There's small particle and large particle. Everything starts as a large particle and then gets oxidized. Some become small particle. It's those small particles that we are concerning ourselves with, but the large particles are actually protective. When we take a statin, we actually wipe out all cholesterol, and therefore we wipe out even the protective cholesterol. When we say lowering our LDL cholesterol and that being good, we're really referring to the small, dense, dangerous kind of LDL cholesterol, which monounsaturated fats tend to get rid of. Okay, then there's polyunsaturated fats. Now, these in themselves are not unhealthy in the sense that just because a fat is a polyunsaturated fat doesn't make it unhealthy. However, there are some polyunsaturated fats, because of the processing that they go through these days, like most vegetable oils and canola oils and seed oils, it actually makes the polyunsaturated fats unhealthy. For instance, omega-6 fatty acids are inflammatory and bad for you. But our bodies do need them, so we need some, but we need to make sure that we have enough omega-3s to compensate for the omega-6s in our bodies. Because omega-6 is bad, you need to have at least the same amount of ratio of 1:1 of omega-3s to offset it. Speaking of which, Americans tend to have a ratio more like 1:20 of omega-3 to omega-6s because of processed foods and fast foods and things in our diets. Omega-3s is really what we need. It reduces inflammation, promotes cardiovascular health, protects your brain, helps prevent metabolic syndrome, helps prevent chronic diseases, 70% reduction in heart attacks, protects against cancer, lowers mortality rates, and so on. Whereas omega-6 gives you a greater risk of all of those things, heart disease, chronic inflammation, and so on. So, fatty fish, what are some omega-3s that you can enjoy? Fatty fish, eggs, flax seeds, and when I'm talking about nuts and seeds, I'm talking about them as a whole, not the oils that they produce. Because in the processing to get the oils is what causes the omega-6 fatty acids. So we want you to eat fatty fish, eggs, flax seeds, walnuts, algae, grass-fed meats. Why grass-fed meats? Because when cows are fed grains, which they're not supposed to be eating, they're supposed to be eating grass, then they get more omega-3s in their systems and less inflammatory products as they would from eating grains. Other seafood is good too. Try to stay away from farm fish, especially tilapia and things like that. Okay. Now, there are some things that are omega-6 heavy, but they are helpful in your bodies. They are good for you, but not to eat a lot of. So you want to limit things like nuts. You should eat nuts, maybe a handful of nuts a day, but you should not eat a whole bag, like a whole, giant bag or a whole can of nuts in a day. You should just eat a handful of them. Seeds, same thing. Eat some, but not, a whole large container that you would get at Costco or BJ's or anything. Some grains actually are healthy for you, although in general, I would stay away from grains. Beans, kind of same thing. Eat them, enjoy them, but they do have some omega-6s, which are harmful to you. Highly refined vegetable oils, you should totally avoid. Do not have them at all. And ultra-processed packaged food, avoid that. Any kind of ultra processed food, fast foods, things like that, stay away from. Saturated fats are perfectly healthy for you. You do not want to stay away from saturated fats. They enhance proper hormone and immune system function, which, you know, vegetarians and vegans have some issues in getting the amount of proteins that they need and in getting the proper fats that they need. You know, vegans and vegetarians are fine if they're on a low-fat diet. The problem is that low-fat is unhealthy for you, as we're talking about today. So, and I've discussed this before, being a vegetarian and a vegan, you have to make sure that you get some healthy fats, including some saturated fats in you. And you can't get most of these healthy fats from vegetables. Saturated fats also hold up to higher temperatures, so they're ones that you want to cook with. So beef tallow, and one day I'm going to do an ethics versus health podcast, probably for a Sensei on Sunday podcast, and I'm not going to get into that here, but when I say to have beef tallow and things like that, you know, try to get organic, try to get humanely raised beef. This goes for eating as well. First of all, it's better for your health, and it's certainly better for the animal. So you want to eat animals, if you're going to eat animals, that have, as Mark Hyman puts it, one bad day, and that's the day that they die. Otherwise, they're out happily grazing in fields and pastures as they are meant to do. And that's really what you want. All these huge farms that are, you know, where the cows are kind of like all locked together and chickens are cramped for thousands of them in a coop, you know, that's not treating them humanely. And we want to make sure that when we can, that we eat things that are humanely raised, both for the health of the animals, but also for our own health, because it's healthier for us. So organically, we may humanely raised beef tallow, duck fat, butter, ghee, lard, chicken fat, coconut oil. These are all forms of healthy saturated fats. So let's talk a little bit about trans fats, however. Now, trans fats are things that we want to stay away from. So here's the problem with trans fats. So we were told years ago, and companies were forced to get rid of saturated fats in their foods and other kind of fats. They went low fat because that's what they were told. Low fat is better. So they replaced fats with things like sugars, which made them worse. Some companies kept fats. They switched to polyunsaturated fats. They switched to vegetable oils and things like that. However, they didn't look at the fact that the polyunsaturated fats and then making them partially hydrogenated, because they needed to make them last longer and they needed to make them stand up and become thicker, depending on what exactly they were making, those things were unhealthy for you. And then they created trans fats. Now, trans fats, they now say, are bad for you. So now they're telling the companies, well, now you can't have trans fats in your foods. So if they can't have trans fats in their foods, but they were told to use oils that have trans fats, so now they have to change their ingredients again. But guess what they won't go back to? They won't go back to using saturated fats, because they know that in the United States, people are so ingrained with not having saturated fats that they wouldn't be able to sell the products, even though those were the products they were initially using the fats with, and they had to change their formulation and go through all kinds of hoops and jumps in order to change the formulation of their products and still have them taste the same. So now they can go back to the original recipes that they had 40, 50 years ago, but they won't do it because they know people will see saturated fat on the back of the label and say, oh, I can't have that, because it's still ingrained in their minds. So now they're stuck because they can't use saturated fats because of the old philosophies, but they can't use the new vegetable oils because they have to get rid of trans fats. So what are they going to do? They're going to make up more Franken oils and Franken fats and Franken foods, and it's going to be even more unhealthy, and they'll discover that something else is unhealthy about it. Anytime you don't eat real food, anytime you eat food that is processed, you are causing a health risk for your body. And so all of these processed foods that now have to be reformulated once again are just going to cause more damage on your body. So what's the lesson? The lesson is just eat real food. Stop with the packaged foods. Stop with the processed foods. If you do that, you will just be so much healthier in your life. And you don't have to worry about any of this. This is why I always say eating healthy is actually not hard. It's actually very simple. You just eat real food. It's as simple as that. What makes it hard is that we are so used to eating quick, easy, packaged foods. We've gotten away from making dinner every night. We've gotten away, and this causes another whole story with, you know, dual working parents and so on. But, you know, just because something needs to be cooked doesn't mean it should take necessarily hours upon hours upon hours. You know, you could stir fry chicken and vegetables, or, you know, cut steak into strips and do a steak stir fry in minutes. It doesn't need to take hours. So even if you work and you need to come home and cook food, you know, either use a slow cooker or come up with meals that are very fast and simple and easy, but that use real whole foods, and stop with the processed foods. So I know it's easy for me to say, it's not as easy to do. I get that. And I'm getting off topic, but we need to stop eating processed foods filled with all these bad oils and processed ingredients. And we need to start getting back to eating good, healthy fats, such as saturated fats, monounsaturated fats, things from beef, things from pork. Eat red meat once, you know, a couple of times a week. I'm not telling you to eat red meat every single night, but we've gotten in the habit of eating low-fat meats, such as poultry. And even though poultry is not necessarily bad for you, it doesn't have enough fats to give you the fats that you need. So you need to eat red meat as well. And adding all these saturated fats to your cooking, coconut oil, grass-fed butter or ghee, beef tallow, lard, these are all foods that can stand up to heat much better than monounsaturated fats and much better than polyunsaturated fats. And they don't cause the same problems as the others. Getting back to the original story, put milk, whole milk. If you're going to eat dairy, stop with the skim milk. Stop with the 2% milk and 1% milk. Drink whole milk. The milk fat is a protectant against, you know, some of the inflammatory parts of dairy. Cheese is same thing, partially skim. Eat whole milk mozzarella, not partially skim mozzarella. Let's get back to eating the way we used to eat, because it was actually healthier for us. Where we started our downfall is when we tried to get away from the different issues that the government thought that we had, and we started listening to the government, and instead of fixing the problems, they got worse and worse and worse. Eat fat, get skinny, enjoy your life. God bless, have a great week, and I will talk with you next time.